You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And it's Monday, everybody, and it is time for another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Matt Derry with you. Lions, very, very busy. You know that. As now the search starts for Rod Wood and Sheila Ford Hamp, SFH, to find a new general manager and coach. Lions got back to work today in Allen Park. They'll play a football game, actually, coming up on Sunday in Chicago against the Bears. We're brought to you by Pepsi, made for football watching, thanks to a natural lack of athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents. Fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. Pepsi, the refreshment you need to power through any game day. Pepsi, made for football watching. Coming up on the show today, more reaction from Sheila Ford Hamp and Rod Wood firing GM Bob Quinn and head coach Matt Patricia. A lot has been made. A lot has been said. I've got some GM candidates for you, some things that I've heard. Daryl Bevel spoke today as well, the Lions interim coach, and he had some very interesting things to say. Our reaction and our emergency podcast from Saturday has been met with unbelievable response by you, the Locked On Lions listener. Today, we cracked the top 200 on Apple iTunes for our shows this past week. Whether it was a show talking about HLN and hiring Lewis Riddick, to discussing what went on Thanksgiving Day and the debacle that was the loss to the Texans, and then Saturday's emergency podcast. We're breaking records on this show for this show. We've had more listeners this past week than the SVP podcast on ESPN, the Mike Greenberg podcast. So this is exciting. And I want to thank you guys for listening and finding us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also participating on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. I feel for you Lions fans. I do. Because the team is starting over again, sitting here at 4-7. I know Daryl Bevel spoke today and was very, very positive and said the team's going to have fun, and we'll get into all that. But the bottom line is this is a do-over again. This is a start-over again for this franchise. I believe it was my good friend Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket that tweeted this out today in regards to Matthew Stafford, if I could find it here very quickly. Because I thought this was really, really good in what Rieger said. Jeff Rieger wrote the following about Matthew Stafford. If Matthew Stafford is on the Lions roster next season, he will play for his third general manager, fourth head coach, fifth offensive coordinator, seventh quarterback coach. So he's going to now, in 12 years, heading into year 13 next year. And I don't think Matthew Stafford is actually going to be here because I think Matthew Stafford wants to leave. But he would play for his fourth head coach next year. Of course, Matthew Stafford got here for Jim Schwartz. Jim Caldwell. Wait, who am I missing? Matthew Stafford started with Rod Marinelli, did he not? Or was it Schwartz, then Caldwell? Yeah, I'm sorry. It would be his fourth head coach. Schwartz, Caldwell, and Matt Patricia, and now this next coach. But I don't think he's going to be here. Couple of other notes. Number one, I guess let's, while I'm on the Stafford subject, let me get there first. Sheila Ford Hamp made a point of saying the other day that it'll be up to the next head coach if Matthew Stafford is going to be here. And that's alarming. That's alarming. Because Sheila Ford Hamp made the decision to keep Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia after last year. So she has power. She has cachet. She's the owner of the football team. And her and Rod Wood are going to be working lockstep to try and find the next general manager and head coach. Unfortunately, Wood is still in a position of power. The guy who, when he got the job in 2015, said, "I'm no football guy." But yet on his bio, and I was the first to find this last week, on his bio on DetroitLions.com, it says he oversees football operations. He's the president of football operations and business. And that is a big, big, big red flag. Because Rod Wood doesn't know shit about football. And for anybody to say, well, you know, how dare you make a comment like that? Look at the last 5 years. Rod Wood was here before Bob Quinn. Rod Wood was here during Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. So to me, the right move, and I've repeated this numerous times, would be to get a president of football in here to go next to Rod Wood, who can be president of business. This is not a personal attack on Rod, nor is it a personal attack on Sheila. I don't know these people. I'm sure they're fine people. But speaking for Lions fans, when I'm hearing things like Rod and I are going to roll up our sleeves, what do these two know about rolling up their sleeves? Rod lives in Grosse Pointe. Sheila's been the daughter of the Fords. Roll up your sleeves? To me, Sheila getting on the Zoom call Saturday and saying, we're going to find a president of football, a GM of football, and a coach of football, that would have been the home run. But Matthew Stafford, that should be up to Sheila. That should be up to the general manager. Maybe the GM comes in and says, I don't think he's that great. I'd like to draft a quarterback. I'd like to get Trey Lance or the kid from BYU. You're not going to get Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence unless you trade up. And I don't know if the new GM is going to have the guts to do something like that. But they had a chance for Tua Tagovailoa and Justin Herbert. They were drafting third, and both of those guys were drafted after they took Jeffrey Okuda. That could be something that Sheila Ford Hamp and Rod Wood controlled. Because Bob Quinn, the general manager, reported to them. There are times that owners say, go get me a free agent. And the GM might say, yeah, I don't know if we want to spend our money that way. And the owner says, no, go get him. Or the GM might say to the owner, we need to spend some money now, late in the game. All right, I'm a Cleveland Indians fan. I know for a fact that the front office years ago went to the owner who doesn't like to spend and said, we need Edwin Encarnacion. Please give us $60 million over 3 years to offer him. And the owner said, okay. The owner made that call. I don't know the structure of the Bob Quinn situation and all that, but I do know is he reported to Rod Wood, who reports to Sheila Ford Hamp. And they had a chance to get a franchise quarterback for the future this past season and elected to draft an average cornerback so far. Jeffrey Okuda might turn out to be a terrific player. Maybe he'll get better under Corey Unlin and Daryl Bevel with Patricia gone. It's possible. I hope so. But how does it look now? Not very good. And where the Lions may end up drafting this year could cost them a chance at Lawrence and Fields, who are this year's Tua and Herbert. That's my point. That's where this is at the moment. Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network on a Monday. Matt Derry with you. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their all-new Echelon Stride smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of home. Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes, always available when you need them. Unlike their competitors, too, Echelon's affordable for everybody. And one membership, check this out, one membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same time. Right now, you can try any Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Just go to the website, echelonfit.com/NFL. That's echelonfit.com/NFL. Echelon's awesome. Get in shape with Echelon. All right, so again, Sheila Fordhamp, Rod Wood making the big move, and it's the end of the era. The Lions will play the Bears on Sunday. Daryl Bevel spoke today. I'm going to give you some of his quotes momentarily. But I promised you some general manager candidates and some people out there that I think SFH and Rod Wood need to talk to immediately. I'm not going to go through my HLN routine for the 15th time. You know I would love to see Lewis Riddick get the opportunity. Some of you are going to say he hasn't been in the league and worked in the front office in years. The Detroit Lions alumni are pushing for Larry Lee. I've known Larry. I worked with Larry at WDFN for many years, and Larry is one awesome guy. But folks, Larry hasn't been in the NFL in the front office since 2001. He's been out of the league for 19 years. He does some good work with the Fritz Pollard Alliance. He's a smart guy. But Larry hasn't been around. Larry is 61. I think Larry, if they were to bring in Larry in some sort of capacity to help out, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But for general manager, no. Chris Spielman is somebody that former Lion players, including the H-man, Herman Moore, are pushing for general manager. Chris, I think, would be pretty good. His brother is an excellent general manager in Minnesota. But again, Chris has not worked in a front office before. A rookie GM that's never been in a front office before scares me a bit. Do I think he would do okay? I do. But I'm not so sure that's my first choice. My first choice, as I said, is Lewis Riddick, because Lewis has worked in the front office of Philadelphia and Washington, and I think he's ready. Some other names. Baltimore Ravens Director of Player Personnel Joe Hortiz is highly regarded around the league. He's been in Baltimore since 1998, and people rave about him. He's risen from a personnel assistant to the senior director of college scouting and now director of player personnel. The thing I like about Joe Hortiz is look at his draft record. It's college scouting. The Lions' college scouting sucks. Sucks. Look at the drafts, especially defensively. Joe Hortiz is a good candidate. I truly believe that. Also, somebody that has Robert Saleh and San Francisco ties, and you know how I feel about Saleh as a head coaching candidate, is Ed Dodds. Ed Dodds is currently the assistant general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. Talent evaluator, very, very strong. Ed Dodds is highly regarded, and another guy that has worked below Chris Ballard, who is a terrific general manager with the Colts. That's another name to watch. Also, Scott Fitterer, Seahawks, VP of Football Operations. Fitterer has been with Seattle since 2001. He's been a part of a winning front office with the Seahawks. Interviewed for the Jets job last year. All right? He and Trent Kirshner are the co-directors of player personnel, or were the co-directors of player personnel in 2015 in Seattle. Now Fitter is VP of football operations. When he was in Seattle, he was running college scouting, and they drafted the likes of Russell Wilson, Richard Sherman, and Bobby Wagner. Keep an eye on Scott Fitterer. Also, Raiders director of player personnel, Dwayne Joseph. DJ and I were classmates at Syracuse. He was a year above me, graduated in 94, has been in the front office with the Raiders, and is another guy that is young, hungry, and is a good candidate. All right, the Raiders scouting lately has been excellent. Now, they were terrible yesterday against the Falcons, but you see some of the young people that Dwayne Joseph helped scout and bring in, and that includes Max Crosby from right here at Eastern Michigan. Keep an eye on the name Dwayne Joseph. I think he would be a guy that the Lions will interview and I think should get an opportunity. He is very, very, very well respected too. So those are just some names that I think are out there. There's a ton of other ones. People are speculating about, like I said, Chris Spielman, Larry Lee, all these different names. So these are some names. Nothing that I have inside information on right now. Nothing that I think is etched in stone right now. You know, people have thrown some names at me like Brian Zanders, who's been in Detroit before. Elliot Wolf, who's now a consultant with the Patriots. Thing about Zanders and Wolf and some others is that they've been passed over before. These other names are guys that are fresh and ready to roll now and need an opportunity. Would the Lions look at Thomas Dimitroff, who has been a general manager before with the Atlanta Falcons? I think they should talk to him. But over the last few years, Thomas Dimitroff's Falcons have underachieved. And he held on to Dan Quinn way too long. But did Thomas Dimitroff do a better job than Bob Quinn? Oh my God, yes. And if you remember, Dimitroff worked for the Lions as an area scout back in the late 1990s. But he's a Bill Belichick tree guy. He worked for Belichick from 03 to 07 in New England. And we know how the Belichick tree worked here. Not well at all. Built Bar, folks. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let me tell you something about what's going on at Built Bar. It is Cyber Monday right now. That means you can get yourself some of these new white chocolate Built Bars that have just come out and get 25% off. It's amazing. I've already made my order for my white chocolate cookies and cream bar. You can get this candy cane brownie bar. They are going crazy at BuiltBar.com right now. And what Built Bar is, it is the best tasting protein bar ever. And they're even more deliciouser now. All right? It's fantastic. It's amazing. And right now, if you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you're going to get 25% off your next order. And then on top of that, a higher percentage off your order. So you're going to get 25% off today at Cyber Monday at BuiltBar.com. Then when you put the promo code of LOCKEDON in, they're going to take 25% more or 20% off more. So you're getting 25%, then 20% off. And these white chocolate flavors are amazing. Then you throw in the caramel brownie, the cookies and cream, the cherry barcia, all the new flavors. It's fantastic. And the great thing about Built Bar is it's good for you too. Low in calories. All right, they're healthy, they're chocolatey, and they're good. They're really good. The cookies and cream, 130 calories. You can't beat it. BuiltBar.com, folks. Promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order on top of 25% off today on Cyber Monday. All right, folks. So Daryl Bevel is the latest name that is in charge of running your Detroit Lions for the time being. Positive coach, well-liked by his players, an offensive coordinator that I think has done a very, very average job running this offense. I've been disappointed in the play calling. I think they've been ultra-conservative. But today, Daryl Bevel was extremely positive on his Zoom call with reporters. All right? He said on a couple of occasions, we are going to have fun. He said he wants the players to play loose and free and, quote, with their hair on fire, end quote. I just want them to have a great time, he said. So positivity, happiness, and some good energy and good vibes. I like that from Daryl Bevel. I think that's great. But he was told today by Rod Wood that it's possible he'll be considered for the full-time head coaching job. And that these next 5 weeks are a bit of an audition for Daryl Bevel. Would that be just so Lion-esque for this organization to win a few games here at the end of the year and then for Daryl Bevel to keep the job? I'm sorry. They can't. They can't do that. Nobody from the staff except Braden Combs, the special teams coach, and Hank Fraley, the offensive line coach, should be back next year. That's it. Daryl Bevel has not done the job. Now, are we going to find out if the team likes to play for him? Great. But see, here's the thing. And I think you guys have got to know this. The general manager got fired. Do you know what that means? That means that the players that he picked are hearing from their agents right now, you better put some good tape together these next 5 weeks because you could be gone. This roster is going to be gutted this offseason The Lions are going to lose a lot of games next year because there's a lot of veteran players, guys on the last year of their contract, and the new GM could come in and say, I'm blowing this up. When the GM gets let go, that means players know they could be next because the GM that picked them is gone. It'd be different if Quinn kept his job. Quinn's gone. So, of course, these guys are going to play hard. I think Daryl Bevel will have them playing hard and having more fun and a little bit looser. That's cool. But are they good enough to win a bunch of football games? Heck, the Lions game against the Packers in 2 weeks has been flexed to primetime at 4:25. And the game on December 27th has now been moved to Saturday in primetime at 1 o'clock against the Tampa Bay Bucks. So these guys are going to be a little bit more excited. But does that mean they're going to beat Green Bay and Tampa Bay? No, they're not going to win those games because they're not good enough. So I'd be very wary of these next 5 weeks and what happens. If the Lions win five in a row, get to 9-7, and somehow get into the playoffs, Daryl Bevel would probably keep his job. But that's not going to happen. They're not going to win the next five games. They've got to play their kryptonite on Sunday in Mitch Trubisky. And coming up tomorrow, I got some Mitch Trubisky stats that will blow your mind. It's a Monday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We appreciate you listening again tomorrow. Got some numbers for you on Trubisky. We'll talk about the Bears on Thursday with Lauren Cox in the Locked On crossover as well on Thursday. Have a great day, everybody.